I just put us on Angie's leaves yesterday.
Oh, I'm familiar with the Angies. Okay. Yeah. How do you like it? Or is it kind of too soon to tell?
I just got approved yesterday evening. And so I haven't really had much time to test it out yet. So we will see how that goes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we work with a lot of companies that use them too. Okay. Well, let me grab Paul. We'll get the rate reduced. I know you're going to love this. Hang on here.
Okay.
Hi there, Jaylen. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara did want me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have, especially with the PIN verification. She also did want me to apply a new in-business rate since 21 Shingles is the new name for the company. Happy Thursday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
So far, so good. Cool. Not going to complain about yet.
Well, yeah, you know, and really, you know, it's a beautiful day and a great opportunity for me to be speaking with you. I do have your file, and I know that Tara does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. I'm sure that you are quite familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah, I went over it with her. So, like, if I type in local contractors or contractors near me in Google, it's usually the first page that pops up. And usually they list the first few main companies. So I told her I set up an account with Google for that a couple of weeks ago. And they put my account on hold, and I'm waiting to hear back from customer service. So.
Okay. Yeah, Tara did put that in the notes here, and we can find out pretty quickly exactly what's going on with that, why you know, they kind of put things suspended or put things on hold a little bit. Now, of course, we are not Google. Anyone who calls you and tells you that they are Google, they're telling stories. Their pants are on fire. Google does not call small or medium-sized businesses. They have a division that deals with nationwide chains with 100 locations or more. Now, for the smaller or medium-sized businesses, they started a partnership program. That partnership program is almost 9 years old now. Local Splash, the company that we're with, that we were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. We've been in business since 2004, so we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary just a little bit later on this year. So we do work directly with Google's back-end team, and we've been doing that for a very long time. So we'll get to the bottom of exactly what's going on with your Google listing, because that's one of the very first things that we need to accomplish. A lot of business owners, in fact, come to us already having that verified listing, which is something like a digital business card. If people already know the name of your company, if they're looking for you in particular, they'll be able to see that listing, any reviews or website or photos that might be attached to it. What this does, though, is for the people that don't already know the name 21 Shingles and they're not necessarily looking for you in particular, but like you said, they're going, they're looking for general contractor, general construction work, if they're looking for roofing services or any of the services you really want to be found for, we'll make sure that not only do people see your company on that first page, they'll also see a website that we'll build for you. I mean, our job, of course, is not just to list you where people can see you. Ultimately, it's to make sure you get phone calls to give the people who see you on that first page the good and compelling reasons why they should be picking up the phone to call you. And, of course, it's going to be real easy for us to kind of promote your company as the company with experience. I know from Tara's notes here that it used to be kind of your dad's and you changed the name when you inherited that. I mean, obviously we can promote you as the company that knows what they're doing, the company with experience, the company you should trust, the company you should call, the company you should hire. And then because 21 Shingles as an LLC is quite new, you actually qualify for reduced pricing. So you got kind of the best of both worlds going on. The new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. And the best part about it, it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you at any point down the road. It really amounts to more of like an assistance program, if you will, just to make it more affordable for younger companies. Because while it is month to month, there are no long-term contracts. We do know that our clients tend to keep the service because it works. So your success certainly would be our success, and we definitely do want to make it affordable for you. And keep in mind, it's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. There would be a Facebook ad campaign as well, a social media campaign, because you're going 45, even up to 50, 60 miles. We want to make sure that anywhere you're willing to travel, people in your area are able to find your company, find the website that we'll build, and then, of course, be able to pick up the phone and call you. Now, sometimes what they'll allow me to do is to include the website at no additional cost for our newer companies. And I did at the beginning of this phone call send out a request to my supervisor to kind of allow us to include a website upgrade. Now, the platform or package that I'm recommending here for that 45 or 60 miles, it's what we call our Platinum package. So it's local SEO, everything I've talked about earlier, combined with Facebook ads. Now, the Facebook ads would be included in that package. The pricing, by the way, not $5.99 that's listed on the website, half of that, so it's $2.49. It's a full 50% plus off the normal cost of the service. So it would be $249, and that's a month-to-month. No contract and an exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees either because it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for the same lead that your competitors are paying for. You're not chasing down that same customer in a bidding war. Potential customers.
I wish y'all would have called yesterday. I told her I wish y'all would have called yesterday because I just paid for Angie's lead.
Put in the notes that just yesterday you started Angie's. So obviously that's a very new service for you. You haven't even gotten any leads yet.
The membership, not even the leads, just the membership costs $300.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, obviously I'm familiar with that service. I remember back before it was Angie Leads, and it's still kind of Home Advisor powered by Angie.
It's Home Advisor, yeah.
It is still Home Advisor, just with a new face on it. Even before it was Home Advisor, you have to go back about 10 years, though. It was Service Magic, the same exact company. They just changed branding. They changed ownership a little bit. But it is the same service. And like you said, it's a lead-based service. You pay about $300 to sign up with them, and then you pay for every lead on top of that. And for the guys that do the bigger jobs, and, you know, obviously you're looking at bigger ticket items here for your services, you pay more for a lead, you know? I mean, if you were, like, doing lawn mowing, then, like, you'd be paying $30 or $40 per lead, which even that is a big sting for someone who's got to turn that into a recurring customer, or it's not going to be profitable.
Yeah.
But when you're doing, like, you know, bigger ticket jobs, you might pay over $100 per lead, you know? And what I can do, and obviously we have nothing to do with Angie Leads, it's a well-made lead service. It's just designed completely differently. It's designed to get you leads. You have to follow up with those leads. You pay for the lead whether you get the job or not. With this, though, calls come to you. So it kind of eliminates, first of all, the middleman. And instead of you being promoted on the Angie platform, this is just going to get a website out there for you, get your company
That's
out there.
That's why I tried Google first.
I know, and then you probably, gosh, now I have a better understanding. You had a little bit of trouble getting things launched on Google, so you turned to Angie. So, you know what?
And
I do
already have a Facebook business page.
Oh, that's good, because we're gonna link your Facebook business page to the Facebook paid ads. Now, what that's gonna do, I mean, you're gonna have the best of both worlds. Obviously, someone going on Google, going on Bing, on their smartphone, on their computer, actively searching for someone who does what you do, they'll find your company, they'll find the website that we'll build. Now, for someone who maybe has a project in the back of their head, they don't even have to be searching for someone to call, but they're just scrolling through their Facebook page. A lot of people spend a lot of time on their Facebook page. They're going to see your business Facebook page, the website that we'll build, attached to the ads that we'll run. So if they say, oh, yeah, that's something that we've been thinking about doing, let me just click on it and, you know, see what it's all about. They're going to see your website. They're going to have the opportunity to call you. Now, that package, that Platinum package that I mentioned, it does have $100 of Facebook ads included. So even though I reduced the cost by well over 50% from $5.99 down to $2.49, the $100 of Facebook ads was not reduced. And that goes a long way because Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, whereas Google AdWords, pay-per-click is like $5 or $15 per click. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that $100 equates to about 400 clicks from people in your service area. We could target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where you want to be found. They'll see your website that will build. That gives them the opportunity to call you. Really a lot of bang for your buck with those Facebook ads. Like I said, it's included in that $249. Now, obviously, I can't wear a black eye for Angie's or anything good that happens. I can't accept the praise for it. We've got nothing at all to do with them. And I certainly can't get that $300 back that you spent on the membership fee. What I can do, we can do right by your company. We can get your phone ringing. We can give you the opportunity and the reason to keep those leads paused either more often or all the time. So you're not spending money on those leads. You're not chasing down those leads. When we get your phone ringing, I also want to make it affordable for you. I'm going to take $200 off of our setup fee. There's normally a $299 setup fee. It's not for the website. I'm still waiting to hear back on that. It's for the verification, for the content creation, for the NAPW audit to make sure that any information that might already be out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So there is normally a $299 setup fee just to help us kind of offset the cost of the heavy lifting we got to do in the beginning to get things rolling, but I'm going to take $200 off of that setup fee. It's just going to be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to that first month. So, Jaylene, it's going to be $348 for that first month. That's the $249 for the first month with the one-time $99 setup fee. Oh, 1 second, because I just heard a chime. I hope it is my boss. It is. My supervisor has responded. It says, Paul, for this fairly new company, especially one that is looking to try Angie Leads, I would be more than happy to approve your request to upgrade the landing page to a fully customized website. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everybody goes online looking for the services that they need. So, very true. I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. As 21 Shingles is the new business name, people don't really necessarily know to call you, right? So traditional word-of-mouth is maybe not that big factor that it's going to be. Everyone, though, that finds you on Google or Bing or even on Facebook becomes someone who can use your services for a different project, and, of course, recommend you to their friends. So it's really going to help you to grow and strengthen those customer relationships in the community. That's going to keep your phone ringing. And like I said, my supervisor sees the wisdom in my request of upgrading the landing page that was already part of that platinum package to a fully customized website. That means we're going to build, host, maintain, and even update that website for you at no additional cost. Again, it's all about giving the people who see you on that first page or on their Facebook the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Now, when we get your phone ringing, this is the number that you want your customers to call, right? The business number, the 903-407-5607. Now, Jaylene, it is it's a smartphone, right? Or at least you can receive text messages on that number?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, most of the time, you will simply get direct phone calls to that number. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and customers will simply pick up the phone and call you directly most of the time. Now, the website that we'll build will also give people the opportunity to tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website. It's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will repopulate on your tracking and reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not at this point.
Okay. And then as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And of course, from time to time, for things we want you to have for your records, longer pieces of information, we may email things out to you. What is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
It is 21 Shingles Construction Group at gmail.com.
So basically the name of the business at gmail.com.
Yes.
We can definitely put that email address right on the website. I did want to ask you, though, because I know that it is an LLC. The LLC is not in the email. Did you want the business to be branded simply as 21 Shingles Construction Group, or did you want the LLC to be part of the branding?
Part of the LLC, part of the branding.
Okay, gotcha. And it is a personal preference. I, though, think that's a good call. It makes the company look very professional. And we will make sure then that the LLC is part of the branding and the business name on your Google listing, your Bing listing, all the directories that we'll create, and on the website itself. And then the business itself, though, now that's service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer, right? No one ever does come to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom.
Exactly.
Okay. The Angie's, though, does have the 1560 FM 1970 West. Is that like, is that your residence?
That's my residence, yes.
It is. Okay. So, I mean, Google now is offering, and before, they, of course, wouldn't want to list a physical home address because most of the time you're out in the field most days. And they do fully expect service-based businesses to be kind of a run from the home, run out of the truck. They don't expect it to maintain a storefront or a showroom. So they're perfectly fine listing only city and state, not even a zip code and not a physical street address. But very recently, and it's only been, I would think, about 6 weeks, not even 2 months, that they said, well, we know that it's easier for our process when there is an address listed. So if we do include the address, it does make it easier for Google to PIN verify you. It's a separate process for them. So they've opened up that to us as a Google partner to offer to our clients. If you don't want your address showing, then by all means, we're just going to list your city and state. But if it's something that you don't mind seeing, if you've got a shop there, if you're, you know, friendly enough to, I mean, I don't think people are going to go out there if they've got like a major construction project. They're not going to expect you to have like an example of what the job's going to look like. I don't think a lot of people are going to go out there anyway. But if you're willing to have us put that as an address where you operate out of, obviously you have paperwork saying that you work from the home and that you could provide that, that would actually make the process, even for us as a Google partner, a lot easier to get you verified. So I did want to just throw that out there as an option. But of course, it's totally your preference if you want that address to show or not.
Yeah, it's up to you. Whatever's easier, but it is the address I used for the LLC registration. So.
It is for the LLC registration. Okay.
Yeah.
So that will help us as well. Oh, and then, you know, Tara never did get your last name, and I also do want to verify the spelling of your first name. She put it phonetically, so I would pronounce it correctly. How do you spell your first name?
It's J apostrophe capital L and then Y-N.
Y-N. So J apostrophe capital L-Y-N. And then she never did get your last name.
The last name is, excuse me, it's Grow, but it's spelled G-R-E-A-U-X.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we do want to have our technician kind of do the deep dive into all of the different services that you want to be found for, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll talk about all the different places you want to be found. And again, you know, if it's 45, 50, 60, even 70 miles, we can do that with that Platinum package. If there are places even 5 miles away, 10 miles away, that you don't want to go, let us know about that too, because we'll make sure your ads are not running there. We want to make sure that you're getting calls and going to the people and places that you want to service. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we do take care of all of that in that follow-up call. Ms. Groh, the other thing that I am required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we have reduced both the cost of the service and the one-time setup fee, and that in this case, with my supervisor's approval, we'll actually be including that custom website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay.
And I have one question before we do that.
Sure.
The Platinum package, is that the only package that's available?
Well, let me do this for you then, because I obviously want you to know exactly what your options are and, of course, learn a little bit more about who we are. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm sending you a link right now to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. The short answer is there are other packages, and as a young company, you would see a savings of roughly 50%, a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, off of the cost of any individual package that you might choose. Now, at the very top of that link, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
It's coming up. And I have another question. Let's say if I go to the Google search engine, is this just through y'all's search engine, Local Splash, or is it if someone goes to Google and types in a local contractors, will I still come up?
Yeah, it is that. So this is not like a directory listing where people have to go on ours. It's not like Yelp or something like that. We are a digital marketing firm, an SEO company first and foremost, but it is everything and anything, websites and ads and things like that you might need. But it is designed to have your business pop up on the first page of a search on Google and on Bing, the other major search engine. And again, not just for your business name, but for the service, of course. Yeah, that's important. That's important. Some people don't make
that. Yeah, I wanted to make sure that they didn't have to go to y'all's search engine for it to pop up.
No, of course. So it's going to be Google and Bing. That's where you're going to pop up when people are looking for your services, trying to find a good contractor to call. They'll see your company. They'll see your website. That gives them the reasons to dial you. Now, you'll also have Facebook ads, too. So people can see your business Facebook page and the website on their Facebook page. But for the searches, that's going to be Google and Bing. Now, we are going to create other directories. There's going to be a Yelp listing and things like that, and people can find you there as well. We don't create that content really for your customers to see, though. We create that for Google to see, because that's really what Google uses to determine what companies will be on the first page. It's not the guy that's been around the longest, the guy with the biggest company, or even the guy that does the best job in town. It's the businesses that have the right content online, content that, like a website, talk about your services and service area, kind of reassure Google that if someone were to call you for those services, you would be able to provide those services. So we do create additional directories as well, not just Google and Bing. Now, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. One of the things I did not mention is that you'll be able to kind of manage and monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. And since we are creating a lot of directories, you might have reviews on Yelp or Foursquare, Superpages, Manta. They may appear on Google or Bing. Wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can kind of request reviews. You can respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we would respond to those reviews for you. No additional cost. Like I said, we've been doing this for almost 20 years. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary before the end of the year in December. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, it's a month-to-month service. Our clients, though, do love the service. They keep the service because it works. Now, below that blue-tinted photo and right above where it says SEO packages, I want to get to that for just a second. It says Google Ads Partner, kind of sandwiched in between. There's a box that says Google Partner, that colorful Google G inside. Feel free to click anywhere on that box. It is not just copy and paste it off the internet. It is not a dead link. If that were a dead link, that's a dead giveaway, actually. This goes directly to Google.com because it is our badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. When you click on it, it goes right to Google's website. So you can see that local splash is a Google partner. Okay. Like I said, that puts you in good hands. We get our updates directly from Google. Now, if you go back to that link I sent out to you where it says SEO packages, the one I'm recommending is the Platinum package listed on our website at $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee. You'd be looking at $249, not $599, so well over 50% off in that case with just the one-time $99 setup fee. Every one of our packages has the $299 setup fee listed, and again, that's for the content creation, the client interview, the NAPW cleanup, making sure that you're PIN verified and everything else, but I did take $200 off of that setup fee. Now, the Pro package to the left of that, if you were to say, you know, we only go about 15 miles, then I might be saying, you know, we could get away with the Pro package. You don't really necessarily need the Facebook ads. Now, before the year started, that Pro package was $299, so I could cut that down to $149 for a new business. Again, get your half price. But the price of that particular package went up at the beginning of the year, which is why it's listed now at $399. And honestly, I could not do better than $199 for that package. So with the Platinum package for an extra $50, you're actually getting $100 of Facebook ads. And again, that's 400 clicks in a month from someone that would be able to find your Facebook business page when they're on their Facebook page. A lot more opportunities for phone calls and jobs. It seems like you've got guys already. You might even be able to get more help if you needed to. I would definitely recommend the Platinum package, more bang for your buck, and it does kind of work hand in hand with the local search engine optimization. Kind of like one hand washing the other, and I, you know, the reason they say that, if you've ever injured one of your hands and had to try to wash the other hand by itself, it's not an easy process at all, right? But when you've got the two of them, when you've got the SEO content creation, when you've got the Facebook ads as well, that's the best of both worlds. They really work together. So that's the package I would recommend. On the other hand, if you're to say, I've got 7 crews, we go statewide, we're going 200 miles on a regular basis, we might be talking about the Platinum Premier package or the Ideal package. The Platinum Premier has Google Ads instead of Facebook Ads. That price went up several years ago when Google increased their minimum required ad spend from $100 to $300 because the cost of the ads was going up. It's like $5 to $15 per click, so you have to have at least some budget for it. So there's $300 of Google ads included in that Platinum Premier package. I think I could cut that down below 50% and do like $499 on that package. If you wanted to do both Facebook and Google, you'd be looking at $599, which is about half of that Platinum Premier package. The Ideal package has what's called local service ads or Google Guarantee. So it's a little bit different. There is still SEO content in that one as well, but instead of like ads, instead of like pay-per-click, you would still be paying per click, even though the $100 of Facebook ads is included. You pay per lead. So it's a lot more like Angie leads, although the big difference there is that it's one lead per business. It's not the same lead going out to 6 or 8 different companies. It's one lead per business. It's a little bit more pricey. I can actually look up and find out how much each individual leads would cost for you. But I think for you, for your company, the Platinum package would be ideal, actually. I think you'd find that that's getting you enough business. It's designed to get your phone ringing enough that you might not to have to keep paying for leads with Angie's. And I think for the $249, with the website upgrade that was approved instead of the landing page that you see on the Platinum package, again, the optimized website or the My Site that comes with the Platinum Premier or the Ideal package, that's going to be part of your particular Platinum package. So you're getting that website upgrade at no cost.
Okay. And the monthly fee after the original setup fee, is that the $5.99 a month?
That is a great question, because our new in business rate, while it is the lowest rate that we offer to the public, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. So even at, let's see, you'd be looking at $249 with a $99 setup fee, it'd be $348 for the initial month. That's $249 with the one-time setup fee. But every month after that, it's going to be $249. It'll never go up to the $599. In fact, that's part of why I'm required to read the voice verification, because it outlines that quite clearly. So even if you keep the service a long time and become an established business under the new branding, 21 Shingles, you're still looking at the new business rate. Even if we raise our rates later on, as we have for different packages down the road periodically, even if we raise our price for the Platinum package down the road, you'd still be secured at that $249 moving forward. So it's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It'll never go up on you. Now, like I said, I am required to read the voice verification before I can even ask you for any form of payment. It does answer a lot of your questions that you might still have. It is recorded, but even if your questions are not answered, even if you want me just to clarify my question, please do feel free to stop me at any time, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I've got that voice verification pulled up. It does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
21 Shingle Construction Group, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly as I have that, with the 2-1 being the numbers, 2-1, not 21 spelled out, right?
Exactly.
Perfect. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jaylen Grow, owner-operator.
Okay. And then, Jaylen, as the owner of 21 Shingles Construction Group, LLC, Ms. Groh, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for the company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Because, Jaylen, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angies. There is no direct conflict there. Whether you keep it or not, it doesn't conflict with being a top option on Google. Now, the reason we even ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jaylen, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. Ms. Groh, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll be doing what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the cost of the service itself as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being month-to-month, with my supervisor allowing us to upgrade that to the custom website, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 30th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $348.00. Jaylen, when the agreement is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew on the 30th of the month at the further reduced rate of $249. And that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and then again with my supervisor's approval in this particular case, we will also be doing a Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven custom website, and that custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, one thing that you might like, and a lot of our clients do like this, is there is a website editor tool in your client dashboard. So some of our clients do want to add additional photos on their own or maybe run like a senior discount, military discount, a specific discount for any service. Most of our clients, I think, just want us to take care of all of it on our end and just make sure their phone is ringing. Either way, updates to your website or any additional content is included at no additional cost, okay? Now, it is a month-to-month service, and it is offered completely at will, no contract. Now, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, and no fees involved. You can even pause it. Let's say you get more work than you can take on, or you want to go on vacation. If necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Ms. Groh, to prevent the charge for the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your business, your billing date, and that, Jaylen, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ms. Groh, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then that does actually conclude the voice verification. For that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you?
I can use a card or a check by phone. I don't know how, if y'all even offer that.
We used to do that, but we don't do that anymore. It's been, oh my gosh, it's been about 7 years since we stopped doing that. I remember we used to do that in the very beginning. I've been with the company myself for a little over 11 years. The reason we don't do that check by phone is everything goes active. The website starts going active. The Facebook ads are up and running and things like that. But sometimes that check doesn't clear, and then we have to find out, was it even a valid account or were there not funds in the account and things like that. So we don't accept the check by phone or or even a checking account number on the billing statement here. But it could be a debit card. There's probably a debit card.
Okay, I can give you the debit card information real quick.
Perfect. Is it a MasterCard or a Visa?
MasterCard.
Okay. And is it your name first and last on the card, or like the business name, or a middle initial?
It's actually, it's my joint account. That's the one I have with me is my husband's card. And it is perfect. Nathan Groh.
Okay. Perfect. And then
the card says Nathan C. Groh.
Okay. You said it was a Visa, right? Or a MasterCard?
MasterCard.
It is a MasterCard. I was wondering why I still have MasterCard checked. I thought I heard it Visa and clicked it wrong, but I remembered it wrong and heard it right. Okay, so you said it was a MasterCard. That should actually start with, I think I need to refill my coffee cup. It should start with a 5, all MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've had a bad cough.
Oh, you know, I was going to say it earlier when you were coughing, but then you said something real quick. I think you have that same tickle in your throat that I have. Boy, I've been trying to not show it. If you hear it goes silent every now and then, it's because I'm putting my mute on and coughing. It's not fun, is it? My gosh. The worst part is you have a sore throat, and that's why you're coughing, and then your coughing makes your throat more sore, so you end up coughing again, and it's just this horrible cycle that's hard to stop. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll both feel better real soon.
Yeah, it is 5539-8100.
Okay.
3354-0007.
That's a lot of time.
And the expiration is February of 27.
Okay. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
931.
931. I've got 931931 on the card itself, and then 02 or February of 2027 for the expiration date. And then was that card itself 5539-8100-3354-0007?
Yes.
Okay. And does that bill at the home, the 1560 Farm to Market 1997 West? 75670. In the next minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
All right, perfect. The toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or within the following business day if they get that email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will, like I said, receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And you are going to receive that link as well by a text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, pretty much, is just to schedule out that follow-up call with your technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, we schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 25-30 minutes. looks like this afternoon I can get you in at, we are booked out at 3 o'clock. So there is either a 4 o'clock or a 5 o'clock available. You don't have to be in front of a computer. Would either of those times work out for you to receive that 25, 30-minute phone call?
5 o'clock would be best.
Okay, 5 o'clock. So it'll be scheduled from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls, and it should get to you right near the very beginning of the hour there, right after, a couple minutes after 5. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I might already be on a call. I don't get a lot of advance notice. If I am already on a call, they're just going to call you on their own. They're going to take really good care of you. They're going to have your file, of course. I did want to add a little bit of extra protection here, whether I'm on that follow-up call or not. Just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with 21 Shingles Construction Group, LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially like a week from now when your website is active. If you start getting phone calls from anyone saying that they're Google or saying that they're local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information nearly right away, just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account, and it is for your protection. It clearly states that moving forward, it goes once a month on the 30th for $2.49 and not a penny more. So that's for your protection. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's see. My first pet's name would be Little Bubba.
Okay. I have to type it in.
You would guess the city I was born, but not that.
That's correct. I don't think anybody's going to guess Little Bubba.
Yeah.
I like it, though. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. Let me see what our system has sent out, because I know you're going to get a couple of emails. So it looks like you've already gotten two emails. The one that I want you to see now, though, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. So if you can click on that, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, or invoices below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on it, it's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Local Splash Initial Invoice. It is coming up.
Okay. So
okay.
Above the big graphic in the body of the email where it says, please click here, click on that blue click here. And then it's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, real quick, obviously, you know, I know your time is valuable. I appreciate your patience. I don't want to walk you through everything here, though. Google's going to be our main focus, though. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. Although 1 out of 10, about, will be choosing Bing over Google. We certainly want you to get those phone calls, too. So like I said, we'll mirror the content on Google and Bing. So anyone on those search engines looking for your services will find you and call you. Now, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. Like I said, the upgrade to the custom website is included. It means we'll build, host, maintain, and update that site for you at no cost. Facebook ads are included in that platinum package too. Now you'll see the long line that goes across it. It populates your number underneath. Below that, a couple of boxes. We want you to check on those boxes too. One says that you agreed to receive SMS messages, which are of course just text messages through the computer. Please click on that box. The other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of that card, please click on that box too. In the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, it says sign. That's where you're going to either copy and paste or type in your name. Now, it does need to be an exact match, so it is case sensitive. The J, the L, the G, those are all capitalized. Just the space between your first and last name. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, click the confirmed signature box to the right of it, or maybe below if you're on your smartphone. But once you got that in there and click the confirmed signature box, that does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we've reduced the cost of the setup fee, that we're including the website for you, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, or to even initiate the process of a video verification, which would be a lot faster. It does also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I'm there.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. In fact, if you tried to go that next step, you would probably get an error message, or at least a message saying that we're still in the process of setting everything up. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access that, which is why it's asking you to log in. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. Now, the welcome email, if it's come out, let me just refresh and see if you've gotten that welcome email. That welcome email is where you're going to find, and it looks like it hasn't been sent out, but you'll get the welcome email in just a second. Here, our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, so the welcome email should be on its way. The welcome email is going to have your username and a default password, and I can give you the username and the default password. I mean, I'm almost 100% certain that your username is going to be your phone number, the number that we're speaking on. Area code will be included, but just the numbers, no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So, of course, that makes your username 903-407-5607. Like I said, you don't really need to type that in right now or take it to the next step. I'm pulling up the default password. Always something related to digital marketing. It is, in this case, too. It's TheClick. So TheClicks, TheClicks, all lowercase, no space. That's going to be your default password. Again, you'll get all that information when our system catches up and sends you out that welcome email. You can change the password, but you can't change the username. The username's in our system the same way. Easy for you to remember and easy for us to access your information. Everything's all set up and squared away on my end. I'm sending you a calendar invite as a reminder for that follow-up call at 5. At 4 o'clock, you're going to receive the automated email as well. Our system reminds our clients an hour prior to their scheduled phone call. The calendar invite that I sent out to you says Local Splash CIENG. That stands for Client Interview in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Of course, we're looking forward to getting that website in front of more people. Absolutely. Real pleasure speaking with you. I do, in fact, hope that I am able to speak with you in the beginning part of that 5 o'clock hour when our client technician gives you that phone call. If not, though, you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Welcome to Local Splash. We're happy to get that going for you.
And I just want to tell you, you're probably the best damn salesman I have ever heard, and I need you to come work for me.
Oh my goodness! It's nice to just say that. And I've been stifling a cough for the entire phone call. You hear my voice get gravelly from time to time. Yeah. I've been doing this for a while. Like I said, April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. I really like what I do because I see the results. I know it helps business owners, and you know, God bless you. You're the backbone of our country. You know, hardworking individuals helping out people that need help and providing a fair service at a fair price. And we are definitely excited, especially with the branding of the business being pretty new for you. We want you to be as successful as 21 Shingles as you were, you know, working with your dad. I lost my dad probably about, gosh, it's been a long time. What year was that? It's been about 15 years now. But my heart, I still think about him every now and then, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't start crying and don't get me crying.
My God, you know, I almost did right there, and thank you for stopping me. Because, boy, you know, my dad's birthday's in April, so it was just a while back, You know, I think every now and then, because I've got kids that he never met, you know, and things like that. And they're growing up faster than I can even realize. And I just think about it, you know. But it's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and you even made me laugh, even right there. I appreciate that. You've been kind. You've been patient. I don't get all of that in one phone call very rarely, and sometimes I get none of it. So it's always nice to talk to somebody who was respectful of my time. Thank you for that, you know, and I hope I've been respectful of your time as well. I do hope I can say a quick hello to you in that 5 o'clock hour, but you have a great rest of the day.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye now.